Mark, why does it seem that people who, you know, have astrological charts, you know, all of us, I'm a Gemini. Why, when people meet each other, do they always say, what's your sign?
Well, that is because of sun sign astrology, which, believe it or not, was not always with us. It was more or less an invention around almost 100 years ago. I don't have it right in front of me, but around the 1920s and 1930s, particularly in America, and probably caught on pretty well in England, the newspapers started hiring people, and there were some pretty well-known people at the time who were coming out with their almanacs. And by the way, almanacs and astrology really go back hundreds of years. I've been reading a book that I had in my library. I had never really fully gotten into the thick of it, and it's describing how in England in the 1700s and 1800s there was a profusion of these almanacs by people like myself and so many of the other great astrologers around the country and the world. And in those days, there were these fledgling attempts to put these almanacs together. And even in our country, it turns out, I have a great book, George, that George Washington, okay, and this is some research by a British writer, and he put together a fabulous book, and it turns out George Washington on his farm was using astronomy and the rising of Venus and the setting of the planets, and he was really into that. We might not call it astrology per se, but it was kind of more of a land and farm type use of astrological wisdom. And of course, a lot of these people, the founding fathers, were part of these mysterious brotherhoods, things like that. So all of this is really fascinating, but the Jupiter energy that is going on now is sort of opening all kinds of doors into, you know, the esoteric wisdom and the philosophical brotherhoods and sisterhoods that have sort of held on to this, and now it's being all released in, it, as we go into this technological age.
The Farmer's Almanac, which came out in 1818, is that astrology?
Well, you know, here's the thing. A lot of astrology goes back to what we might call, there are two kinds of astrology. The most ancient were called horary astrology, which is really astrology of the hour, where astrologers would actually be watching the rising and setting of planets. And even though that's an astronomical, more agricultural technique to know when is something rising, when is it setting, when is it directly overhead, it was more observational, George. That's what I'm saying. And the reason it had to be more observational is they didn't have the kind of research we have now, where nowadays we have what are called ephemerides, and they are very, very accurate. And part of the whole thing in astrology over decades has been, how can we get accuracy of where are the sun, moon, the eight main planets, the asteroids, Chiron, all these other factors? If you don't know where they are, then you can't accurately analyze a birth chart or any kind of moment in time. And astrology is basically the fine art and science of what is happening at a moment of time in order to understand the meaning of that person's life or the beginning of a job or somebody is elected to some kind of an office. Everything is the birth of a moment of time and the power in that moment of time. And one other little thing here, aside from horary astrology or the astrology of an hour, let's say, is a planet rising, is the moon setting, and how might that influence land or irrigation or planting flowers or whatever it may be, there's electional astrology. And that were the astrologers, particularly in the past, they might not know when someone was born because birth times were relatively unknown in the Middle Ages and the ancient world. Nobody knew what time they were really born. They were just happy to be born and survive all the pestilence and all the problems. But an astrologer could help people elect the time. If they knew where the planets were actually moving at a certain point in time, they could say, okay, well, this would be a good day or a good week to start this project or do this or that.
What does it mean with planets in retrograde and what planets might be in retrograde right now?
Okay, well, right now, as a lot of astrology students and professionals know, we're in one of these Mercury retrogrades, and they happen three times a year. They happen for 3 weeks at a time. And I have spent my life trying to help educate people to realize this is not a bad thing. Unfortunately, in the field of astrology, early on, when you become sort of part of this little clique or group of knowers of astrology, somebody's going to say, oh, you better be real careful. Don't go on that plane, or don't take this baggage, or watch out, your messages might be lost in your answering machine, or some kind of thing. You know, don't send out that letter because Mercury's in reverse. And actually, Mercury in reverse, or we have right now Jupiter's in reverse and Uranus is in reverse, but Mercury is the big one because it happens the most times in the year. literally 16% of the year, if you actually analyze it, Mercury is retrograde. But Mercury retrograde is more of an opportunity to relearn and reevaluate, review some of the mistakes we all make. It basically is a planet that appears to be going in reverse, even though in reality, from the solar perspective, nothing's going backwards. The planets keep orbiting in their natural orbits. It's because we're 93 million miles away. We're the third planet from the sun. And the big metaphor or image to use is if we're at a railroad station. You know how you pull out, let's say you're pulling out, there's another train next to you. They're going to be going the same direction. They pull out a little after you, and then there's that momentary illusion where it looks like they're going in the other direction when you know they're really going with you, but they're going slower than you are. You know that feeling?
Yep.
A train coming in the same direction, but they've started a little later. And there's that odd moment, like, what's going on here? And then you realize, oh, they're just going slower, but it looks like they're going backwards. That's kind of what the retrograde factor is all about. It has to do with Earth and how we view everything in the solar system.